Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me right now is Hamutal Yitzhak, CEO at Eltz Nutrition. Hamutal, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for asking. Hamutal, lots to talk about today. Let's first get to your 2020 full year earnings. You recently reported those along with your Q4 of 2021. Can you talk us through some of the financial highlights that you saw here?
Sure. So the Q4 earnings represent the first full quarter of sales for Eltz Nutrition product line. In Q4, we recognize only online revenue from sales on our e-store and, of course, on Amazon. And we saw revenue from this line more than triple already. In this quarter, we accelerated our expenditure for inventory building, procuring raw materials, and performing multiple manufacturing runs. We grew our media spending for digital marketing and increased our advertising spend in Amazon and so on and so forth. So as for our cash position, following the completion of the 25.7 million Canadian funding in October that we've done, we had very strong cash position at the end of the year. It's a bit more than 25 million Canadian.
So you actually don't have any comparative figures from 2019 because the business
It was only 6 months, less than 6 months.
So are you relatively pleased with the current rate of growth?
Yeah, so very pleased. We see our online sales growing month over month, especially on Amazon. We also shipped on Q4 our first products to KeHE distributors, but we did not recognize this revenue yet. This will be recognized in the first quarter, actually, of 2021.
And you did mention your current cash position. So how do you expect that to carry you throughout the year?
So I think that we have more than enough cash to carry us through the next 12, even 15 months in the current and planned expenditure rate. So we're really well capitalized on that regard.
And operationally, just remind us a bit about some of the distribution partnerships that you had signed up. And are there more that you expect to occur on the horizon?
So in the last quarter, in Q4, we onboarded KeHE distributors, as we published, one of the two largest natural food distributors in the U.S. And in the first quarter of 2021, we also onboarded with the largest natural food distributor in the U.S., which is UNFI. Both of them are the two largest by far. And also with one small one, Imperial, which is a smaller grocery distributor in the Northeast. So we will continue to enlarge our distributors network with additional local distributors, co-op distributors, and of course, we will add retailers that receive direct distribution from us. We do have partnerships in place with a national transportation company to support our growth and all those kind of supporting agents that we do need to accelerate growth. But in general, this is what we have in hand.
We'll look forward to hearing more about that. And now in terms of product development, I know there are a few things in the works. What can we expect here?
So in Q2, we will, as we already published, release our kids nutrition product line, which will be serving kids from 2 to 12. The line will initially include two flavors, vanilla and chocolate, but in powder form. But it will, of course, grow into many more flavors in the future. We're already working on that. And early next year, we also plan to offer these products in ready-to-drink liquid form, in an 8 fluid ounces bottles, which is, I think, the majority of this category. The majority of the kids' nutritional drinks and plant-based drinks and all this stuff is mainly in liquids. So we anticipate a more substantial growth at the beginning of the next year in that category. In Q3, we plan to add a series of complementary food products for babies from 6 months and older. This will actually enable us to address the market at a very early age, as early as 6 months, and start with parents that will actually be loyal and keep on using our product line and become loyal to the brand So along the whole product lines that we will produce and we will be catering to this market. We also are working on a lab scale on a series of adult or general food products, adult nutrition, that will provide the same values Else Baby Formula provides. Plant-based, clean label, whole foods, minimally processed, complete nutrition products. This is something that I believe that doesn't exist in the food industry as is, because it's not only about being plant-based that means you provide a healthy nutrition. It has to be a clean product and minimally processed that actually maintains the whole food ingredients as possible as it is in a food industry. And that's what we're doing in ELSE. And we're also providing a complete nutrition, which is not done, I believe, in most of the in the products that are sold in a food industry. So these are values that actually help our customers maintain their long-term health, in whether it is an infant or an adult. And RP is technology agnostic. We are covered on that front as well, on the adult nutrition front. So we are actually, we can create any type of food in any shape and form that provides those values. And this is what we're working on. So we could have these products ready to market within a year or year and a half, but we're already planning to expand our portfolio and reach additional audiences and target groups as we grow.
Yeah, plant-based nutrition, definitely a growing area, especially for adults. Hamutal, good to see you. I appreciate the update.
Thank you so much, and good to see you again, and looking forward for the next one.